All right, so this past Thursday, when we had our RCIA session, we were talking about creation and then the fall and the original sin, and how, that was not just a moral situation, but in fact, that was the moment that all of creation was changed, that evil entered into the physical world at that moment. And as I was trying to answer a question for one of our RCIA participants, I made a connection that I'd never made before in my mind between entropy and concupiscence. Now, those are two big-sounding technical words, so let's explain them. First, entropy. If you've ever tried to build a treehouse or learn something at school or bake a cake, you know that it takes a lot of work. It's not easy. And that's because of the scientific principle of entropy, which says that everything is always tending towards disorder. Things don't automatically order themselves. It takes a lot of work, a lot of energy to bring things into order. Now, another way to say that is, it's always easier to destroy than to create. So you see my wonderful assistant here, he has been creating this wonderful tower pyramid here, and it took a lot of repeated motions, a lot of precision placement, but it only takes one gesture for me to destroy the whole thing. That was a nice tower. Build it again. That's the principle of entropy. Now, there is a similar principle, an analogous principle in theology that we call concupiscence. Everybody say that word with me. Concupiscence. Concupiscence. If you've ever sat down in front of a plate of cookies, is it easier to eat one cookie or five cookies, right? If you've ever had your brother or your sister or a child, borrow something of yours that is valuable or special to you and then accidentally lose it or break it, what is easier, to fly off the handle and yell and scream, or to patiently sit down with that person, explain to them why that was the wrong thing to do, give them a consequence, right? So you see the point. It's always easier for things to kind of fall apart. In theology, we say it's easier to sin. Or another way of saying that is we have a natural tendency towards sin because of the fall. Like that. Now, it wasn't always that way. It wasn't always that way. Before original sin, the human will could not only choose good, but it loved to choose good. It found pleasure in choosing good. You would have loved to eat your peas and broccoli because you knew it was good for you. You would have loved to do your homework because you knew that it was good for you. But because of the original sin, because of concupiscence, now we have this tendency towards sin. We find it easier to sin and harder to do what is good. That is exactly what St. James is talking about in our second reading today. He asks, "Where do the wars and conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your own passions making war within your members?" That is the experience of concupiscence, that we have to fight against ourselves. This is what we mean when we talk about the spiritual warfare. We have to fight and oppose ourselves because our tendency is to do evil, to sin. Now, we might say, my goodness, they get more elaborate every time. We might say that that's kind of a bummer, like that it's so much harder to do good than to do evil. But when we realize this principle of concupiscence, it reveals two important things to us. First of all, it forearms us against one of the greatest temptations of the devil. The devil loves to say to us, "Why is it so hard for you to do that good thing? Everybody else is cheating on their wives. Why should you try and work so hard to be faithful to your wife? Why should you stick to your diet when everybody else is not sticking to theirs? Why? It shouldn't be so hard to be good. Surely God wants you to be happy in your life. So give in just a little bit. Do some things that are pleasurable, that are sinful. Well, when we understand the principle of concupiscence, then we can answer back to the devil and say, no, you're wrong. It is hard to do what is right, and it's supposed to be that way. It's easy to sin. That was a good catch. It's easy to sin, but it's hard to do what is good. And so when I'm doing what I know is good, even when it's hard, I know that I'm not doing it wrong. I am in fact doing it right. That's exactly why Jesus came and tells us, as he says to his apostles in the gospel today, comes to die on the cross. Because to live a good life, to be a good person, is hard in this world. And Jesus has done it all before us. That's the thing that gives us hope. Jesus has lived this life. He knows how hard it is. Now, he never, of course, experienced concupiscence, but he took all of our sins upon himself. He knows how sin feels even better than we do, but he has defeated sin and Satan on the cross. And so we can always rely on Jesus giving us the grace that we need to do what is hard, to be victorious, to remember that it is always darkest just before the dawn. So that's one thing that we can realize from concupiscence. The other important thing that we realize is, at the end of our lives, we are going to stand before a God to be judged, and we're going to present our life to Him. Now, what do we want to present to God at the end of our lives? Do we want to present a beautiful tower, I was going to say?
So mean.
I know. A beautiful tower of virtue, or do we want to present rubble, or just one block, here, Lord, this is the one block in my life that I didn't let sin overturn. When we do that, we're getting really close to being like that one servant who buried his master's one talent in the ground, and then gave it back to him. Here's your talent back. And what did his master say? He said, you have squandered everything that I gave you. Take this useless servant and throw him into hell. So we're getting very close to that. Now, maybe God won't throw you into hell. Maybe because he is good and merciful and loves you. And if you really repent, he'll accept that little one block that you saved in your life. But as Saint Therese, the little flower, always used to say, she said, all the saints in heaven, no matter whether they're big or little, they are filled with happiness just the way both a thimble and a teacup can be filled to the brim with water. But which holds more, the thimble or the teacup? Which one would you rather be, the thimble or the teacup? And so, yes, it is very hard to live a life of virtue, to spend our whole life building something great. But that means when we come to God in the end, we won't be able to just say, here's a bunch of rubble from all the times that I gave in to sin in my life. Instead, we'll be able to present him with a beautiful tower of faith, hope, love, and all the virtues. So that is what this doctrine of concupiscence can help us to understand, that yes, it is hard to do good, but it is worthwhile to do good. We must fight the spiritual warfare, especially as we're praying this parish novena to Saint Michael the Archangel. We must invoke him and all the angels and saints to help us fight against our own disordered passions, so that in the end, we can build a tower of virtue to present to God and hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of my kingdom. All right, let's give Nathan a round of applause.
Good job.
Good job. Let's clean it all up here, please.